This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we got this story, Channel 5 and Channel 9 both reporting it. This is the Channel 9 version. An Odessa, Missouri man is accused of firing a gun at another driver on I-70 during a road rage incident. Roy L. Anderson is charged in Jackson County Circuit Court with first degree assault, two counts of armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. According to court records, the shooting occurred around 7:05 in the morning on May 23rd in the eastbound lanes of I-70 near 40 Highway. The victim telling police that he was driving in the left lane when another vehicle, later determined to be driven by Roy Anderson, attempted to pass him. Following an exchange of words, Anderson allegedly pulled a firearm from his chest area and fired one into the victim's vehicle, striking the front passenger door.
Oh, keep going. It all started with the zipper merch.
Yes. And apparently the victim in this case, whose name we don't have, was using the lane for as long as he could use the lane, but then it was slowly starting to run out, which is how you do the zipper merge, where you don't just stop your car in a soon-to-be ending lane and just wait for somebody to be nice enough to let you over. We're supposed to be
use
in tandem
all the
here.
Lanes as long as you can.
We're supposed to be in tandem here. The guy on the left goes, the guy on the right goes. The guy on the left goes, the guy on the right goes.
The victim says once he was close enough that he needed to get over into the lane, like it's now time to merge.
Right.
He was hit in the arm with a soda can. And he looked over, saw a car driving next to him, and the other driver, the guy who's now charged, later identified as Anderson, seemed to be yelling, but the victim couldn't hear him over the radio. Documents state that the victim that was hit with the can threw the can back at Anderson.
Take that!
And yelled, "What the blank?" As he did so, the victim told officers that Anderson then leaned back in his seat and fired a shot from a handgun at him. This appears to be near the merge point at the 23rd Street exit with the lane closing at 27th Street. Anderson stayed on the scene as well. Listen to this.
That's, wow.
The accused stayed on the scene as well and flagged down officers to give his account at what happened. He, as officers approached, reportedly presented the handgun with the barrel in his hands and the stock pointed out for officers to take. He said he thought he had heard a gunshot, so, quote, he fired his gun in the air and claimed he hadn't seen the victim holding a gun, but, quote, I think the other guy definitely had a gun.
Okay, first of all, I don't know who the name of this victim, as I mentioned a moment ago. I am not standing on the side of the road at the scene with the same person who allegedly just fired a bullet at me in rage.
It's the second time in less than a week that Channel 5 has reported on shots fired on an interstate in the metro that appears to be the result of road rage.
So, big Memorial Day plans? going to go to barbecue? What are you talking about in that scenario?
Man, Sam, I'm telling you, I am 10-2, and if a can of Campbell's comes flying through my window, I ain't throwing it back.
No.
I'm keeping your chicken and stars 10-2, eyes straight forward.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Well, but I'm telling you, you know, and for whatever reason, as Americans, we have decided, by and large, that if you are in a lane that is ending, and you, for whatever reason, don't just stop your vehicle on that road. Usually it's on a ramp. There's one, of course, on State Line as you're getting onto westbound 435 on the south side. And you have to just, everybody has to zipper merge and get in there. You know, you have two turning lanes to get onto the ramp, and then those two lanes become one.
Real quick, the Kansas City Police Department is investigating this incident.
Yeah.
With Leroy, whatever his name is. The Highway Patrol is investigating another incident that happened on May 18th on I-29. In that case, the victim told Channel 5, someone fired into his car with a child inside.
Oh my God.
After brake checking him. The Missouri State Highway Patrol investigators told Channel 5 the agency received multiple calls Sunday starting at 4:43 in the afternoon describing a similar situation with a crazy person brake checking people.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Scott in Kansas City, hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Well, this is, like I said, I told Sam this is kind of related because this is actually before the zipper merge was kind of a thing. But one time, like this was like about 20 years ago when I was on 435, you know, like by 210, you know, going north when one of the billion times they were doing construction. And I was, like, going north, and, like, you know, I was still in the lanes, you know, and, like, I was trying to get around, you know, a bunch of 18-wheelers because, of course, you know, they're not known for, you know, hauling, you know, certain thing I don't want to say on the radio. But so I'm driving along, and a stupid motorcycle cop pulled me over and started chewing me out or something, you know, over it, even though I was still in the lane. I don't think I was even speeding or anything. I was going the speed limit, you know, and like I said, and, you know, I was still in the, you know, proper lane, you know.
Hmm. Okay. All right, Scott, got you in, buddy. Kathy in Olathe, 586-7798. Hello, Kathy.
Hi. So my zipper merge, I was doing it correctly. It was when there was all that construction years ago on I-35 South, just before Olathe. And I thought, oh, well, there's a cop up ahead, and I'll just zipper merge in front of him. And he would not let me in. And then he blipped me with his siren. And then he gets on the freaking bullhorn and says, if you would have pulled into the lane when you were supposed to, you wouldn't be stuck now, would you?
Oh, good Lord.
I was like, what?
Okay.
Yeah, the cop.
Okay. Some frustration in voices this afternoon.
I think we need to have maybe a nationwide campaign, but we should certainly start here. Because when one person calls in on Festivus Friday, it invariably, there is always one.
Yep. And it's about the zipper merge.
When one person calls in, either correctly describing the zipper merge or incorrectly describing what you're supposed to do, we get so many calls of people arguing back and forth, no, you do it this way, no, you do it this way. There needs to be a campaign, a complete, like, with billboards, to educate everyone, because I used to think as well, you were supposed to get over as soon as you could. I did not realize until much later, and several of our listeners pointed out, you are actually supposed to use all of the lanes as long as you can. It doesn't make you a jerk.
That is state law.
It makes it easier and doesn't take everyone's time the way it does when you're willy-nilly getting over early on. Use all of the lanes the whole time until you can no longer use a lane because the lane's running out, then you get over.
Whoever came up with the idea for the zipper merge was not trying to drive you crazy, was not trying to make you angry. The whole point was to make traffic move seamlessly and more quickly. The problem is, when I looked up this story, I was also sent to a website or an article on how the zipper merge is reducing road rage in America.
Well, that's odd.
It's not. And that's the problem, is because people, just like when the roundabout first came about, people didn't know how to use a roundabout. And so people were crashing, they were getting frustrated with each other. If you would take the time to figure out how to do a zipper merge properly and insert a modicum of patience and understanding, I think we could all get along.
Okay, but I've been alive for 28 years on this planet, and this has been a problem since I was born. Mm-hmm. The number of times that I remember hearing, oh, that. Throw in an expletive, any of them, to describe a person regarding a person zipper merging correctly, I can't even count.
Because we take it as an insult. We take it as an insult.
It's not an insult. They are following the rules as we are supposed to be doing.
You are preaching to the choir. But what people think is, oh, you all you care about is yourself, and you use that lane that was going to end, and you knew it was going to end, so you're cutting in front of everybody else because your time is more important. That's how people think.
They knew for miles that lane was going to end. By the way,
why did we use that accent?
According to Missouri CaseNet, you said he was charged on the 23rd. Is that correct?
I believe that's what the Channel 9 story said.
Mr. Roy is a friend of the court, meaning he's paid them a lot of money over the years. There's like 80 entries on CaseNet.
Okay.
He gets around.
This is why it's 10 and 2, because you never know if the person next to you is crazy.
Was it Campbell's Chunky that was thrown?
We don't know. I believe it might have been clam chowder.
Ooh, that's a heavy can.
I would have kept that one. I like clam chowder. 913-586-7798. Steve and the others, hang tight. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
According to Matt Fleener over at Channel 9, judge has approved a potential $10 million sale of the La Tiara taco shell brand.
Yes, there's goodness in the world.
God does exist, and he loves us all. Attorneys want the sale done this week. Good. Let's go to Steve in Olathe. We're talking about this story out of Kansas City, Missouri, Jackson County. We're an Odessa man. Roy Anderson is accused of shooting at another driver. They got into some sort of a tiff over the zipper merge near I-70, and I think it was 40 Highway, if I'm not mistaken.
At one point, it involved flying cans and
of soup.
Shots were fired, and here we are.
Steve in Olathe. Steve, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. Great show. In my daily travels to and from work, I probably run into this situation every day. I have yet to see a zipper merge running properly where people take turns. Take, for example, if the right lane is closing down the road, the people in the left lane won't let the right lane people in at the zipper merge point. They just left lane keeps going. And I see that every day. I have yet to see one operate properly because 90% of the public has no idea what a zipper merge is.
You know, I'm not going to disagree with you on that point, Steve. That's a heck of a good point. The problem is they do work if people know how to work them. And I think I'm basically saying the same thing you just said. But there needs to be a public campaign, and maybe we're offering one right now to some degree, on how to use these merges and calm down. Not you, Steve, but just the public in general. Calm down and let somebody in.
Which is what you are supposed to do.
If you are working it properly, yes, you're supposed to let somebody in if their lane is ending. And then you go, and then the next person in the right lane goes, and then the next car in the left lane goes. It's simple.
But we are raised by our parents who are mad about the people doing it properly. I mean, I had to be reformed.
I know.
I was a firm anti-zipper merger.
I had to be educated.
When I got my driver's license, very quickly did I become a pro-zipper merger because I realized, well, wait a minute.
You know where we need to teach it?
This is how it's supposed to happen.
Every single time you have to go get your driver's license renewed, there should now be a public service announcement that you are forced to watch, because that would catch everybody, right? Where you tell them, while we have you here, FYI, there's a lot of misunderstanding about the zipper merge. We're here to educate you. And then turn to the left, smile, forward, smile. Would you like to be an organ donor? Great. That when you are up toward the end, you are use all the lane all the way, then merge over. And then people are going to say, well, that's not how you're supposed to do it.
That's exactly how you're supposed to do it.
The clerk would say, aha, that is a misnomer. It is a very common misconception. We are here to educate you.
A one-question written test every time you renew your license. I love it. Get it wrong? No new license. Sorry.
Okay.
Same thing applies with when the traffic light is out.
Well, what do you do in a small town where they don't have zipper merges?
Well, they're going to eventually go to a bigger city where there are zipper merges.
That's when you get every once in a while you get someone throwing a can of soup. You can't get everybody, Scott.
You know, drive.
Let's go to John on line two. Hello, John.
Hey, I just wanted to add in that zipper merge works really good if traffic is very slow already, you know, 5 or 10 miles an hour. My personal feeling is if prevailing speeds are faster, you know, 25, 30 miles an hour, even if you're, say, half a mile up, go ahead and get over while it makes sense. That way you're not merging right at the last second. Because you know that person you're merging in front of, they're going to hit their brakes. And then the next person right behind them is hit the brakes. And then that just keeps snowballing until you are the one that actually caused the backup to begin with.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, although there are some instances where that would be the case. But let's go back to my earlier example, if we can, for just one quick second. And it's when you're on northbound State Line Road and you're turning left to go west on 435. Everybody follow me? You know exactly what I'm talking about. All right. There are two left turning lanes to get onto the ramp
Correct.
For 435.
It's very confusing.
And then one of those lanes, I can't recall if it's the right one. I think it is the right one, ends. But
it makes you race the car in a very short distance.
Yeah, it's probably maybe 100 feet, 120 feet before that right lane ends, and you've got to get into that left lane to get onto the highway. But if everything is working the way it should, you have this roughly the same number of cars in the left turning lane as you do the right left turning lane, if you know what I mean. And so once you get up to the top, everybody should just be merging in together.
Yes.
But what happens is a lot of times people in the left lane, their lane doesn't end as it's approaching 435. Do not let other people in from the right side, which is ending.
Here's what we all need to do.
By the way,
here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open it up, and there's all the people.
That's how you zipper merge.
That's how you zipper merge.
If you can,
here's the church. Here's the steeple. Just go with it. Open it up, and there's all the people. And when you look at your little people, that's the zipper merge.
If you can get over before the lane ends, great. If you're going to get over and not run into somebody or slow them down, but if not. When you get up to the end of the lane, the other people who have a full lane still need to start letting people in.
You had mentioned if you can get over sooner, you should. In fact, you shouldn't.
You're supposed to wait till the end, Scott.
Yeah, you should stay in that lane until the merge point. That will make it flow more seamlessly.
I don't disagree
with
you.
Text line brought up a great point. Whenever you approach a zipper merge, specifically on the highway, right before the zipper merge sign, there is a do not pass sign. The do not pass sign is there for a reason, and they're using it as an argument for saying, well, they shouldn't be passing on the left then before the zipper merge point. There would be no opportunity to pass if everybody was zipper merging correctly because there would be cars in front of you.
When we get back, I have the most Florida man headline that we have read all year.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you
Is it about a tailless alligator?
I'm going to give you the first part of it, and yes, it involves an alligator.
Of course it doesn't.
Tail or no tail?
The first part reads, Florida man armed with garden shears. And then I'll tell you there's
definitely
two
no tail.
More parts to that headline involving this Florida man who is no longer with us, by the way.
Thomas in Excelsior Springs. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Go ahead.
Hey, so I hit a zipper merge every day. I just moved to Excelsior. So it's about a 45-mile zipper merge, but everyone in the left lane wants to go a lot faster than everyone in the right lane.
Okay.
So at the point of the merge, you're going to have two or three cars on the right lane trying to get in between the faster cars on the left. And, of course, they won't let you in, and no one uses their blinker. If a zipper merge is so great, why don't we use it in the grocery store while we're waiting to get our movie tickets?
Fair question.
I'm putting it out there.
All right, buddy. Okay. John, I don't have my glasses on. I think Lassine. It's Lassine. Hello, John.
Hey there, guys.
Hi.
Okay, so here's my thought on it. You got people that do, well, I don't know if they do the right thing or not. They get in the lane that's going through, the lane that shuts down, and like Sam said, you get that no passing sign. If they would slow down and go the same speed limit as everybody else, but you have those people that fly by you that want to get in the front of the line. Mm-hmm. So that, in my opinion, that's where I think a lot of this animosity comes from. And they come up, if they slow down, no problem. Come right on in. You can merge with everybody. But you try to fly by at the old speed limit and not the exact posted speed limit.
Hmm. All right, buddy. Hey, glad we got you in. Thank you, man. Drive safely. Okay.
Hi, man.
All right. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget the Dana and Parks podcast available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, for the most Florida story you've ever heard.
I mean, there's a lot going on in this one headline, so I'm just going to read it and then we will break it down. Okay. But it sort of comes in three parts. Okay. And the last part, Florida man is no longer with us, I will tell you that. The first part reads, Florida man armed with garden shears survives alligator attack.
Oh, good for him.
Before being shot and killed by police.
Oh, not good.
A Florida man was shot and killed by deputies this week after they say he was armed with garden shears and acting erratically after surviving an alligator attack. Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies began searching for the 42-year-old just after 6 a.m. after a convenience store clerk reported he was acting bizarre. They spent 40 minutes looking for the man, according to WFLA. The man then began swimming in an alligator-infested lake, according to nearby residents. So 911 calls start pouring in while deputies are searching for this man, that there is a man swimming in alligator-infested waters. They put two and two together. A witness tried to throw the man a life preserver. Another witness said the man then growled at them as they tried to help get him away from the alligators. He emerged from the lake with an apparent alligator bite and began walking between houses while holding a pair of garden shears. He then used a brick to attempt to break into a resident's truck. A witness told detectives they saw the suspect run at deputies with the shears. They tased him twice. That did not stop him. He then climbed into the passenger side of a squad car and went for the deputy's rifle.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad decisions being made here.
He has a string of arrests in his history.
Had.
I don't even know where to begin with that. It's not a topic. We're not asking for calls. But every once in a while, and it's always Florida, there is a headline so bizarre that you think there is no way this is real. Mm-hmm. And it is.
Anytime you hear a news anchor say, and in weird news today, 50% of the time, those stories are out of Florida.
Oh, I've considered pitching a game to you guys, Florida or not.
Or fake headline or Florida man.
Yeah.
aren't all waters, if they're fresh waters in Florida, aren't they all alligator infested?
I think what they will tell you down south, and this includes anywhere along the Gulf where my parents relocated, is you have to assume that the waters are infested. And we had that incident where that woman from Iowa passed away a couple weeks ago because they were in a canoe and their canoe accidentally, unbeknownst to them, went over the top of like an 11-foot gator down there.
Right.
If you go back and look at some of the stories prior to her death, there were other attempted like alligator attacks in those waters that people survived. I mean, within like 2 weeks of that woman getting in the waters in the canoe with her husband, she died.
Yeah, I'm assuming there aren't a lot of water ski sales down in Florida because you water ski more often than not on a lake. And you wouldn't catch me, well, alive on a lake in Florida.
It's not good.
In fact, you'll never catch me in Florida probably ever again. Their beaches are great average place. At best. And no, the two times I've been, I went to Fort Walton Beach and I went to Miami. And I mean, it's nice, you know, sitting there watching, looking at the ocean, it's beautiful. But the beaches are average at best. There's no all-inclusive resorts. And they've got alligators everywhere except in the ocean.
I am bizarrely fascinated by them and I don't know why. And I watched Jurassic Park last night. Fun fact.
Because I find them fascinating from afar, but largely because I think they're like dinosaurs.
They are dinosaurs.
Were they around when the dinosaurs were on the Earth?
Yeah.
Oh, most certainly.
I think that's why I have such a fascination. Like, how did they survive and nothing else did?
Yeah, then why did the alligators and presumably crocodiles survive and birds, some birds survive and alligators, or check that, the other dinosaurs died?
Oh, pardon me. Alligators are not directly dinosaurs. They are just descendants of dinosaur-like creatures. Duh.
So they're dino-light.
Did you see there is going to be a new documentary on Netflix that we didn't know we needed, but I feel like I'm going to watch it, Into the Ocean Gate disaster. Remember the submersible that, you know, they went down and like in something that was made out of a PlayStation?
Spoiler.
Well,
they don't make it.
Well, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
The name of the documentary, it's coming, is called Titan, the Ocean Gate Disaster.
Which it was.
And I wonder if we can play the trailer here for Sam, if you look it up, you'll get results. The Titan submersible's ill-fated journey to the ruins of the Titanic dominated headlines in June of 2023. God, it's been 2 years. And is now part of a new Netflix documentary that will hit your screens June 11th. Titan, the Ocean Gate disaster, focuses on the years leading up to the incident and examines the inventor's quest to become the next world-renowned changemaker. It culminates in the doomed underwater endeavor.
There was no way of knowing when Titan was going to fail, but it was a mathematical certainty that it would fail. Stockton saw an opportunity to restart tourist visits to Titanic.
Stockton fully believed in what he was doing and that it would work.
He wanted fame. To fuel his ego, fame.
I have no desire to die. I understand this kind of risk.
I thought Stockton was a borderline psychopath. How do you manage a person like that who owns the company?
This is one of the safest things I will ever do.
Nobody spoke up. He would ruin somebody's life.
Stockton said, Bonnie is going to be our next lead pilot. Are you nuts? I'm an accountant.
No one's dying under my watch.
You know that there were multiple people and, you know, in that diving community that said they wanted no part of that particular project because they knew it would fail. It wasn't a matter of when.
Anybody with a brain would have known that. I mean, keep in mind, you're literally using a PlayStation joystick to steer this thing to the bottom of the ocean. By the way, speaking of documentaries, I don't say this with any pride in my voice, but if you grew up in the 80s and you like this kind of music, it is fascinating and it is very good. And we watched it on Saturday night. It's called Nothing But a Good Time.
Oh, no.
The uncensored story of 80s hair metal.
I don't know that we need an uncensored story or a censored story of 80s hair metal. It's I don't know that anyone needs that.
Well, it's on Paramount Plus, and we stumbled upon it over the weekend.
Should have kept stumbling.
It was really good. I'm not kidding. If you like that kind of music, like Crew, Poison, Whitesnake.
I feel like, quote, really good is like a really big stretch.
It was really good. I dare I say, at least from my wheelhouse.
Simmer down.
That's a run, do not walk. It was a run, do not walk.
Speaking of hair metal or 80s rock and roll, I cannot believe you have not brought this story up involving Freddie Mercury.
Oh, well, first of all, that's not hair metal.
Well, that's why I transitioned to 80s rock and roll.
Hang on, I got it right here. Here it is. I have it right in front of me. Yes, there is a new best-selling book out, or coming out, a biographer who claims that Freddie Mercury had a daughter that nobody has heard about until now. And she reassures people that she is telling the truth. The daughter was conceived accidentally during a fling with the wife of a close friend in 1976.
Okay. Can I just ask?
Yes, favorite student in the front row, Dana Wright. Hi.
Remember when we found out that Liv Tyler was Steven Tyler's daughter and everyone said the same thing? Like, yeah, everyone should have known that from like day two. Is it possible that just by looking at this young woman, because he had very distinct features, like with
like Liv a mustache
Tyler, you would just know, you know,
I don't think she had the mustache.
You would just know. Like when you look at Liv Tyler.
Yeah, she has a large mouth that resembles the large mouth that her father,
she
Stephen,
could be his twin. And so I'm just suggesting that with Freddie Mercury, because he too has, he had very distinct facial features, that if in fact he had a child.
Which part of his face are you talking about?
The mandible-ish area.
The what?
I mean, isn't it true, Sam, that they studied this? He's in the Guinness Book of World Records because of the way his jaw, like, either opened or, you know, it is.
He had a very pronounced jawline, and he also had buck teeth.
So I feel
with extra teeth in his upper jaw?
Right, he had extra teeth. So with all of his children, like, I feel like we don't need the DNA test. Like, just look.
Maybe count teeth.
We don't need Freddie a 23andMe here.
Had something in common.
Okay. The girl is now 48, lives in Europe, where she is a medical professional, also a mother.
Refuses to be identified. Sure, lady.
Well, like walking down the street, you could be like, hey.
Freddie?
Yeah.
Fredette?
Has anyone ever told you you look exactly like Freddie Mercury? I'm sure she gets it all the time.
Mercury's secret daughter, who has not been named, is said to have been raised in a loving home.
Good.
But always knew that the front man for Queen, who was a frequent visitor to the home, was her real father.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the singer reportedly gave her, before he died, 17 volumes of detailed personal journals, which she kept a secret and has now handed over to this author,
very
Leslie
close
Ann
and
Jones.
They had a very close and loving father-daughter relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just come out and...
She doesn't want the hype.
Okay.
She has spent her entire life, 48 years, hiding from fame.
Okay.
But, I mean, are you really famous if your only claim to fame is being
Do you think
Freddie
that her
Mercury's
mom sat
daughter?
Her down at one point and said, I've got some news for you and we're all here for you.
Dad's best friend.
But we will rock you when we tell you what we're about to tell you.
Get out. Get out. The show must go on.
The show must go on. That's
it's a long way to the top. You want to rock and roll.
That's AC/DC.
Oh, darn it.
Swing and a miss.
Wow.
Maybe you need to go watch Nothing But a Good Time, the uncensored history.
I was
of
under pressure. I didn't know what
metal.
To do.
You were under pressure. That's David Bowie.
Out.
Don't stop me now.
That's her best song. 913-586-7798. 586-7798.
You better go to break before another one bites the dust.
Okay. All right. And I stand corrected, it's Queen with David Bowie on Under Pressure.
Oh, I know.
So I made the quick correction.
It's okay. You're allowed to be wrong.
Yeah. I can't be perfect all the time.
Okay.
I mean, clearly.
Wow.
It's not easy.
No, it's not.
All right, both of you, simmer down.
Here in Liverpool, 27 people were hurt when a car rode into the crowd that was cheering on the Liverpool football team after they won the English Premier League crown. 27 people injured. Four of them were children. Apparently, it was a 53-year-old British man believed to have been behind the wheel. He was taken into custody. The crash is not being investigated as terrorism-related, and they're not sure if he had a medical condition or if there was some sort of an altercation between this man and some of the people either in the street or in traffic. And so, but it is not, it's being described as a major incident, duh, but it is not being investigated as possible terrorism. So there's that. This story here, what state is this from? Arizona. A new HOA management company is challenging a display of patriotism over the Memorial Day weekend at a woman's home in Surprise, Arizona. Kendall Rasmussen has flags, banners, other decorations on her front lawn.
Okay.
On her garage door, she has a magnetic poster with the picture of her late brother. Sergeant John Daggett was killed in action in May of 2008 when he was only 21 years old. And every year in the month of May becomes a month of mourning for Rasmussen. Quoting here, it's been interesting navigating life without him. But, according to a letter sent by the HOA, on May 7th, her tribute, specifically the poster on the garage, is considered a nuisance. Keep in mind.
Just the poster.
The poster features a picture of her brother who died when he was 21 years old. They put it in comparison with dead plants, quoting here, dead trees and bushes, and it was kind of offensive to have it be in this comparison of what they're calling a nuisance. She was told to take it down. The management company says their intention was not to cause frustration or overlook the significance of the display after Rasmussen posted about it on a neighborhood social media group page. She was fined $500.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. This was in 2018. She was fined $500. But after an online petition, she was allowed to keep the display up for other holidays, including Independence Day, Labor Day, and Veterans Day.
There is another person standing in my front door with a tree trimming truck
what is,
parked in front of my driveway.
So are these
another
all,
person?
Are these all like fly-by-night companies?
I have no idea.
They're trying to get you to pay up front, and then they say, hey, we're going to go start in the backyard, and then they just drive off.
I'm just watching this guy stand in front of my front doorstep, his tree-trimming truck out in front of the driveway.
So,
I know. I'm just going to tell you right now. I know what I'm going to be getting Sam. Tootsuite for his welcome to your new home gift.
Is it a no soliciting
it
sign?
Is. Yes, it is. I was going to bring it tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to be buying one this evening, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
This has got to stop. This is four.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they're
always walking back up to try again.
And well, talk to him. You can talk to him on the app.
No. It's like they multiply. Once you make contact with one of them, they sell that information to other people. Now he's got 50 more coming
up. But why is it that they're all from the same type of company? They're all tree trimmers. I haven't seen a painter come by
that
yet.
That is very odd. They
because
have all
I
been tree trimmers.
Because I think someone sold your information.
Oh, now he's checking out the trees.
Okay, no.
He's looking up at them, which, by the way, our trees are very well trimmed. That was an important thing for us as we were looking at the home. Was
only imagine.
What kind of condition are the trees in?
You could also just put a gigantic sign on the door that says, attention tree trimmers. No.
And Sam, I'm being serious here for a minute because this is not cool. This is four tree trimmers that have knocked on your door in the last 6 hours, right?
By the way, in the first calendar day that has been a working business day that we have owned the home.
So why not, when we're done with the show here in just a minute, call Mary Beth, I'm being serious, and have her grab a piece of paper and a Sharpie and write no soliciting on it and tape it to the front door until you or Dana have time to go out and get a professional-looking no soliciting sign. Well,
I will be making this happen.
Now she's not home, and what if this guy tries to break into my house? The tech sign's got me all freaking out about it.
They're not going to break into your house. They're going to break into your backyard and trim trees.
Fine.
They're not charging me for it.
It's the ambush tree trimmer.
Sam, if they were a ne'er-do-well, they're not coming up on the front door and ringing the Ring doorbell.
I do have a lot of high-def pictures of his face because he keeps walking back up and ringing again.
Yeah, that's not a ne'er-do-well who's about to break into your house. Anyway, but if I were you, I'd leave early tonight.
Okay, appreciate that. Less stress.
Just answer the door with a chainsaw and fire it up as
you want to help?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you turn your stove off this morning, Scott?
220, 221, whatever it takes.
I don't know. Yes, I did, and I had Maya double check it for me. I called earlier and everything was off. Jerk. We got to run. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name's Scott Parks. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:00. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.